Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
Business alliances.
I
love business alliances for many reasons. The particular approach I take, the most common one I take, is I have vouchers, and this works more for families. I approach a business which I feel like they share my target market, and there could be all sorts of different types of businesses. Over in the United States, you call them realtors, but we call them estate agents over here. So I approach sort of a high-end realtor and said, I've got this idea where it's not going to cost you anything, and it's not going to be any, not going to take you up any time either, but it's basically a free gift for your clients, and it's totally free. It's not going to cost you anything. And so of course that breaks the ice. Their guard is down. They're like, okay, I'll at least prepare to listen to you now. Mm-hmm. It's not going to cost me anything or take me any time. So I tell them I'm going to create them a little voucher, and it's written as if it's from them. So let's just take Woodford & Co., which is this realtor that's near where I live. Pretty high-end homes. And I said, right, so we'll put on the voucher, and I'll show them one that I've done with another business. And I'll say, it says, as a thank you for being a Woodford & Co. client, we would like to offer you this free family portrait session and free print from Dan Waters Creative. And so that's basically the angle. So it looks like they've hired me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they've spent money on this thing, and they haven't, but it looks like they did. So I'm making them look nice and generous. So when the person buys a new house, they get this voucher instead of like a bunch of flowers or something, which a lot of places will do, a lot of realtors will do. They're getting something of sort of more value, and I'll put a value on it as well. I'll say this is worth X pounds. And there's a few other bits and bobs I write on there, but that's basically the gist of it. And so they go, well, and this doesn't cost us anything? And I'm like, no, it doesn't cost you a penny. And I'll print them. I'll get it all sorted. All you got to do is every time you sell a house, just give them one of these. And that's basically it. And, of course, why would they say no? I mean, if a wedding supplier comes to me and says, we'll give your clients this great deal on wedding cakes or bridal gowns or whatever, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
That's one of my little projects I want to do, actually, is kind of, because I've got so many people giving out my vouchers, I'd like to kind of, for weddings, have a little pile of vouchers that I can give out. So it's like, if you hire me as your wedding photographer, then I can give you, 10% off this and, an extra this off them. And, like a little pile of vouchers that are going, blimey, if we hire Dan, we're going to be saving ourselves like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of all these other different suppliers. Because, of course, photographers tend to be one of the earlier people to be hired. So they might get discounts of cakes and hair salons or whatever. So that's something that I'm looking at doing in the future. But so business alliances, and the great thing about them is they kind of work while you're asleep, don't they? They're giving them out whether you're asleep, on holiday, whatever. It's no more work. You just give them the vouchers and tell them to call you when they run out, and you just print some more, which is just 2 minutes just to replace the order, and doesn't cost very much. It's like £30 for 50 vouchers it costs me, but I'm sure you could get it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's cheap, it's quick, it doesn't, yeah, it's just, and then these people obviously end up in the funnel, and does anybody take the free one and run? It's happened maybe twice.
You'll say probably not often.
Not often. It's happened, but it's, I could easily count it on one hand. I mean, it's certainly not five times. It's like three or four. But it's happened. But yeah, of course, once most people end up in my system and they all go through the same system, I still, you know, chat with them on the phone. I still go meet with them, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, they end up getting a lot more than perhaps they thought they were going to, because they're excited and involved in the whole thing, and that's how it works. So I love business alliances because you can just keep doing it. You know, you get one and don't get one and think, right, that's marketing sorted, because sadly it won't be, unless you're very lucky and really find a brilliant alliance. But probably, you know, you'll get one and that's going to bring you in a few clients here and there, and then you'll get another one and that's bringing a few more. But you just keep doing it and keep doing it. Excuse me, and then until you're kind of happy with what you're getting. And some won't bring anything in because maybe they don't actually end up handing them out at all. They just leave them on a table gathering dust or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you obviously, you know, the ones that don't work, you let them go by the wayside and just keep finding new ones. So,
well, there are quite a few different ones you could work with, right? So for weddings, I mean, if you're doing weddings, then there are the wedding planners, there are the florists.
Yep.
The people who sell wedding dresses, I mean, caterers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
if assuming that they go to those people before they look for a wedding photographer.
Yeah, with weddings, I mean, I do like the same process. Obviously, it's an engagement session rather than a family portrait session. That's what I tend to do with that. Mm-hmm. But what I've actually found with weddings is just, I just tend to help all the wedding vendors at any given wedding. So I asked the bride and groom who's making your cake, who's doing this, who's doing that. I get a list of all the suppliers, and then I just contact them ideally before, during and after the wedding. So during, I mean, if there's any suppliers like the DJ who's actually there, I'll go and chat with them, find out, you know, can I take any photographs for you? Is there anything you need? So I tend to find with weddings, it's more just about being helpful and giving them photographs with no strings attached.
Okay.
Just, and they kind of like, wow, you know, that's really helpful. And a lot of photographers kind of know this, but they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And me with my little calendar that I was talking about earlier on my mobile phone, it's like popping up, do this, send the cake photographs to the cake person, do that. And, so I don't tend to forget. And, they appreciate it, and then after you've done it, you met the same people at more than, you know, at a few weddings, they start, oh, I like this photographer. Every time I do a wedding with them, they're really helping me out. And but if you don't have a wedding, let's say you're really new and you don't have photograph one wedding a year or something, then you could just approach them with just saying, do you need any photographs of your stock, or, you know, how can I help, what photographs do you need? Can I, you can tag along with another wedding photographer and be their second photographer, and kind of do it that way. There's various ways that you can start to build up those relationships. And I guess that's the theme for today, isn't it?
Relationship. It is, yes. Relationship building.
Yeah, absolutely. Without beer or wine.
Oh, how cool. These are some super ninja tips that you're giving us.
I'm not, wouldn't make a very good ninja. I'm about 5'6" tall. So
you are
actually
a ninja.
Ninjas are, they are quite small, aren't they, ninjas, I think?
I think historically, yes. So yes, there you
maybe,
go.
Maybe I'm okay then, yeah.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.